Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Vav, mitzvah 386. As we continue in Parsha Shlach, as we said, there are only three mitzvahs here in Parsha Shlach. We did the mitzvah of Challah last time, and now we are to the mitzvah of Tzitzis. We could spend many hours on this mitzvah. We'll try to squeeze in what we can into the next 20 minutes. The Torah tells us at Maftir in Parsha Shlach, what we say twice a day, Vayomar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Tabrel B'nai Yisrael V'emar Atalehem, Ba'asu Lehem Tzitzis. They shall make Tzitzis. Tzitzis, we don't even know what tzitzis, what does the word tzitzis mean? So the Chazal tell us, tzitzis means strings. Al kanfei vigdehem ledorosam. On the corners of their begadim ledorosam. Vinasnu al tzitzis hakanaf v'sol techeles. And they will put on the corners a string, a patil of techeles, as we will talk about, Rav Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But just as we read the psukim. The word ledorosam, some of the Baalei Machshava point out, is after the first phrase of the pasuk and not the second phrase. Maybe as an allusion that forevermore, for all generations, will have the white of the tzitzis. But the techeles of the tzitzis will only be in certain generations. That's why he says, Al-Kanfei B'Diyam L'Dorosam, and then, V'Nasar Al-Tzizak Nabsol T'Cheles is the second phrase, because T'Cheles will not be forever. There will be thousands of years where we won't have T'Cheles. V'Hoya Lachem L'Tzitziz, Uri Isam Oso, Uzachartem, Eskol Mitzvos Hashem, Ba'atzisam Osam. Tzitziz is one of the mitzvahs that will remind us of all the other mitzvahs. It is even connected all the other mitzvahs. Revolbi has a whole sefer, Mitzvos Shkulos, where he talks about the seven mitzvos that he found that are shakol k'neged kol ha-Torah kula. There might be one or two others, but he found the seven. Stukka, Tzitzis, Tshuva, Bris Mila, Talmud Torah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Included in that is Tzitzis. So he has seven. If I mention all of them, Avodah Zarah, Tzitzis, Mila, Stukka, a couple of others he found here. Here they are, the list. Avodah Zarah, Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Mila, Torah, Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos I didn't mention before. So, this is one of them. Tzitzis is one of the mitzvahs that are connected to Kala Torah Kula. Why is it connected? The Torah says, you do this mitzvah, and it will bring you to all the other mitzvahs. We will have to talk more about Revolbi's point. That is the next mitzvah, Bez Hashem, which we'll get to next time. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah is, Lahatil Tzitzis Bebeget Shenis Kasabo. It's a mitzvah to put tzitzis, put the strings onto the corner of the begadim that we wear. There's no mitzvah if I'm not going to wear a beged, a four-corner beged, it's in my drawer, there's no mitzvah to put tzitzis on there. We don't paskin that way. There are tanoim that think that, but we assume that only if I wear a beged of four corners. Shnever vasulam tzitzis, v'zeh achiv hu kesheyia lebeged arba knafayim o yoser, the beged has to have at least four corners. If a beged only has two corners, like many jackets or shirts, bizman hazeh, does not require tzitzis. Just the two corners are in the front and the rest is round. There are no corners. But a four-cornered garment needs tzitzis or more. V'yesh b'chal chamesh, yoser mi'arba, or you only have to put on the four corners of it, but if it's four corners or more, one has a chiyuv of tzitzis. V'yesh shiro gadol, kadesh yuchal l'skasos bo rosho v'rov gufo shel katan ha-mishalech b'shuk levad mi'bli shomer. And the tzitzis have to be big enough to cover a little child, different shiurim, what that means, about age 6 or 7, the beged, which covers most of the body of a child who is about 6 or 7 years old, that is the shiur of tzitzis. This is an interesting basis for a halacha. We know the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that if somebody wears a talus, what we call a talus, Dalet Kanfos, they're both Dalet Kanfos. One we call tzitzis, one we call a talus. If somebody wears a talus when they daven, the minhag is not to say a bracha on the tzitzis. Right, we only say lehisatef batzitzis on the talus. We do not say al mitzvah tzitzis on the what we call tzitzis. Right, up until somebody wears the talus, they say the bracha on the tzitzis, which Beis Hashem will talk more about later. But the minhag is not to. One of the reasons given is that there are always many sfeikas about is it the requisite shear for the tzitzis that we're wearing. So just to be safe, we make the bracha on the talus and a motzi the bracha on the tzitzis. That also might be the piskei tshuvos quote some achronim why we switch the bracha, because I might not be doing proper ituf if my tzitzis is too small. So that's why we don't say lehisatef batzitzis, we say al mitzvah tzitzis, which is a less inclusive bracha, and that way we'll be covered even if it's a little bit too small. Ulafiyah, fine. V'sheyia hatalis continues the chinuch mitzemer o mipishtim. And the beggar that we're talking about is of wool or flax. This is a major machlokas we shown him. The chinuch is taking a stand. Tzitzis da'oraisa is only mechuyev, is only obligated on a beged that is either made out of wool or linen. Wool or linen. Those are the begadim in the, according to the Torah. Hayachaser davar echad, but if you're missing any of these conditions, it's less than four corners, or it's not made of wool or linen, or, it's too small. Pater meretzizim in the Torah. it's pater from tzitzis midaraisa, and he quotes, if you have wool of a camel, or feathers of a goat, now all these are chayiv, in tzitzis, not chayiv, daraisa. This is a major machlokas tanoim, already in the Gemara Menachas on Daf Lametes, and a machlokas rishonim. Cotton tzitzis, which is very prevalent bisman hazeh. Is that a keem of tzitzis daraisa, or tzitzis darabanan? Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh all hold, all begadim can be chayiv in tzitzis daraisa. That's what they hold, right? Only wool and linen? No, all begadim. And the Rambam and the Rif are machmir. The Rambam and the Rif say only wool and linen are chayiv d'oraisa. But all others, cotton, according to the Rambam would not wear cotton tzitzis. Because it's, it would be only a kiyam d'rabanan, it wouldn't be a kiyam d'oraisa. And this machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, versus Rambam, Rif, as you would have guessed it, became a machlokes mechaber in the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rambam, Ein chayev v'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim otzema rechelim. This is in Siman Tes. Avobite sharminim ein chayevim v'tzitzis ela midrabanan. The Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, the Kulu chayevim midaraisa, v'hachim hilchasa. The Ramah quotes Rashi Tosfos in the Rosh, and that's why the Minhaga Olam, Maker Adin, and he gave him the Korpus Yim, the Chazonish, and the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah, straight up Ramah, and that is, Kaan Tzitzis are fine. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that Yerei Shemayim, those who want to be Machmir, to be Yotzei L'chal Hadeos, will wear, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yir Shemayim Yachmir L'atzmo L'chush L'dei HaRishona, V'yasa Tala Shal Tzemer, K'dei Sheyizchayi V'tzitzis Min HaTorah L'kulei Alma. That's what he says. V'nachos Yasa Bein HaTalas Gadol, Bein HaTalas Katan Shal Tzemer. All of our Talesim are made out of wool. Only our Talisei Katan are made out of cotton. And that is the Machlokas Rishonim. And that is the Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. Another separate issue is, what about synthetic? What the net tzitzis. So synthetic, what about that? That is a separate Machlokas. Where does it start from? The Gemara says that you can't put out tzitzis made out of leather. Somebody has a leather beged. Let's say a leather tzitzis made out of leather. So that is putter from tzitzis. Why? Because it's not woven. It's just leather, a piece of leather. That's not called a beged. So what about synthetic? What about nylon? What about all these other materials? Polyester, any type of artificial material. Is that chayiv in tzitzis or not? Rav Tzvi Pasach Frank assumes in a tshuva in the Har Tzvi that if it's one sheet and you just make a hole in it for the head or the arms, that's not chayiv. It's not woven. It has to be woven. If you make the whole beged of polyester or nylon, and then you cut it into very little strips, and then you weave it together, chayiv and tzitzis. That's the Har Tzvi. You can make a bracha on it. And Rav Moshe Feinstein is machmir. Moshe Feinstein, in the first tshuva of Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis, he talks about nylon and rayon tzitzis, and he assumes because this material inherently is not woven, it's not strings, it's not wool, it doesn't become threads, it's artificial, it's pater from tzitzis, you can't make a bracha on it. That's where Moshe Feinstein would not allow. Upashit, sha'afim asa miha'ar, ritzuos dakos, kechutin, va'argam, va'asa beged, hu bibdin beged, or she'pater mitzitzis. And he quotes Rais from this from Inyanim in Mesechas Kalim. So that's where Moshe Feinstein, again, major machlokas aposkim, whether one can make a bracha on tzitzis that are made out of the artificial materials. Cotton, we said for sure you can make a bracha on, because it's either chayav d'rabbanan or d'oraisa, machlokas mechaber and the Ramah, but for sure you can make a bracha on. Wool is, and linen are chayav in tzitzis midaraisa. Rav Moshe says he tries to be machmer like the Rambam to wear the wool in tzitzis. That is all related to what type. It also comes up, let's say, by a poncho. Sometimes we have ponchos with four corners that we wear for the rain. Would that be chayav in tzitzis? Rav Moshe would say, of course not. It's not woven. But the Har Tzvi and others might say, if it was made as one big material and nothing was ever woven, then it's also no problem, nothing to talk about. But if it was made in a way that there were stitches of the artificial material that was sewn together, so then one would be chayef. So that's the nafkamina in terms of what the tzitzis were made of. Next, hashkafa behind tzitzis, show resha mitzvah nigle bakasuf. So again, we can spend many hours on this. Let's just mention two or three ideas. The hashkafa behind the mitzvah of tzitzis, shehi l'man nizkar kol mitzvahs Hashem tamid. It's to help remember all the mitzvahs. Ve'ein davar ba'olam yoser tov l'zikaron kamo nose b'chose madonav kavula b'ksuso. There's nothing greater to help me remember that I am a servant of God. Besides, nothing better than wearing the signet of a servant. And this is tzitzis. Who expands upon this? We mentioned this in the past. The Arachaim HaKadosh, right here at the end of Shalach, at the end of Shlach, and Rav Soloveitchik in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav. He beautifully does, they both say the same exact point. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nun Zayin, which talks about a Kavla Da'avda, which is a stamp that a slave used to wear to show that he was a stamp. Lahavdil, not so Lahavdil, but Lahavdil, the Jewish star that Jews were forced to wear during World War II, that was the signet of an inferior citizen. That's not Lahavdil. That was the insignet, right, of somebody who's inferior, right, because you're a slave. But the Gemara talks about that, a Kavla Da'avda. Says Rav Soloveitchik, our Kavla Da'avda, our real Kavla Da'avda, our real signet of being a servant of Hashem is tzitzis. That's our stamp that we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said it's even a Gemara, it's a Rashi. Rashi at the end of Parshas Peshal, Parshas Shlach, right here. Tzitzis, says Rashi, took the place at the end of, the last Rashi in the Parsha, here it is. Psil Techeles, al shem shikul b'choros. Psil Techeles, where the word Techeles comes from? Techeles come from the word tuff and shin switch. Shachul means barren. Barren, loss of a child. What do you mean? Because Psil Techeles, tzitzis was what we got right after shikul b'choros, right after Makas b'choros. What does Makas B'choros have to do with tzitzis? Explains the Arachayim HaKadosh, explains the Rav. At that moment, we became Avdei Hashem. The second that Makas B'choros occurred, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was the last straw for the Mitzrayim, they were gone, besides Kriyas Yamsuf, and we became Avdei Hashem. That is why we had to wear a signet of being an Eved, right after Makas B'choros, and even in the name, Psil Techeles, that's where it comes from. That's what the Chinuch as well says. Techeles is our Kavla Da'avda, it is our signet that we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo shenema u'zachartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. Right, and he also quotes the Chazal, that Rashi quotes, that tzitzis is gematria 600, tzadi yud, tuf, plus the 8 strings and the 5 knots, altogether you get 613, is supposed to remind me of the mitzvahs. Revolbi, in that same piece that I just mentioned before, in the mitzvah shkulos, he says, how are tzitzis supposed to remind me of all the mitzvahs? He has a beautiful idea. He says, we see strings. Tzitzis are strings. What's the significance of strings? So many strings. Strings are to remind us that there are so many strings that Hashem gives to us to pull down, to climb up to Him. Every mitzvah is a string. Every mitzvah is a possibility for me to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sanctify my life, not just to live my life like every other nation of the world. They just go through life. Every day, I could sanctify my eating, my activities. That's what the strings remind me of. It's strings! All mitzvahs are strings. That's how I remember, that's how tzitzis reminds me of that all mitzvahs are really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yod omer li libi, sheyesh bo remez v'zicharon, and also, let me say another idea. Why is the ultimate mitzvah, as we know, white and tcheles? Tcheles is either blue or bluish or blackish. It's machlokas Rashi Rambam. Because as we know, the famous Gemara that tzitzis is supposed to remind me of the color tcheles is dom liyam, dom lirakia, dom likis yakovet. But it's supposed to remind me of the sky at what time? In the middle of the day when it's blue? Or when it gets towards nighttime when it's black? It's machlokas Rashi Rambam. That's why, as a zecher to the tcheles, people have stripes on their talis. So, some have the most common prevalent minhag to have a black, some have blue stripes, because that's the tcheles. Some have many colorful stripes. That's not a remez to the tcheles. That's just being mahad there to try to make your mitzvah, if you think that's a beautiful way to beautify the mitzvah. But either way, this is the source for it, that it is either blue or black. But said the white and the blue says the Sefer HaChinuch, ki halavan remez laguf, lavan, white, is a remez to the body which came from the ground, which the Medrash says originally was all snow, sheneves mina sheleg, shehu lavan, and the tcheles is similar to the rakia, as we know, aruchnias. So, tzitzis together, tcheles v'lavan, is about the gashmias and the ruchnias of what we have, what we are made of. Rav Soloveitchik has another symbolism of the white and the blue. White symbolizes clarity. There's a lot of things in life that are clear to us. Clarity. Tcheles symbolizes the mystery. Symbolizes what's cloudy, what's not clear. It's a color. It's covered up. We put tcheles and lavan both on our tzitzis because we know everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the same article in the second volume of Reflections. If you remember two years ago I mentioned in a Haggadah Shir, the last thought in the Haggadah Shir, the Lekach V'Alibum of Avram Shor mentions on Echad Miodeya. It says, what's the message at the end of the Seder of Echad Miodeya? Right, who knows one, who knows two, who knows three? Sounds like a childish, you know, poem. What's the message of Echad Miyodeya? See, he quotes an amazing thought. He says, the Gemara says, on the one hand, that we're not supposed to look at colorful begodim of a woman. Why? Because that's going to make me have improper thoughts. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, if I look at the tcheles, doma liyam, doma lirakia, doma likisi akavid. So are colorful items going to lead me to ruchnius or lead me to terrible thoughts? So says Rav Avram Shur, it depends where my head is the rest of the day. If I'm focused on ruchnius the whole day, if I'm involved in kedusha, I'm in learning, I live my life in kedusha, then when I see colors, I'm like, hey, doma liyam, doma lirakia, doma likisi akavid. That's where whatever I see, I'm going to think kedusha. But if I'm involved in things that I'm not supposed to be involved in, so then whatever I see is going to lead me away from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if I see colors, so it all depends. By the end of the Seder, Rav Avram Shur says, whenever we should be on such a high, relate, focused on thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, whenever we have any number, 10, oh, Seres HaDibros. Oh, 8, Mila. Everything that we hear, that's the symbol of that song. Everything that we hear should maybe think about something religious. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whatever the numbers is, but he relates, he brought the example of tcheles. Good, and keep in mind, tzitzis makes it to the second parsha in the whole Torah. We don't have to wait till parsha Shlach. Rashi in Parshas Noach already notes that the schar that Yefes received, and Shem received after they acted properly with their father, Yefes received Kvura later on in the Milchemes Gog u'Magog, and Shem received the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis were given to Shem, so tzitzis already makes it early in the Torah. There are many, many halachas of the mitzvah that we could talk about. Let's try to squeeze in a couple of halachas that we can. As we know, tchelos and lavan are not ma'akiv each other. If somebody only has lavan and somebody doesn't have tcheles, now, big discussion about tcheles, which we're not going to get so into right now, but it's not ma'akev. One is yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis even with lavan. Even if tcheles is, one does not have tcheles. Tcheles is not ma'akev the lavan is not ma'akev the tcheles. Right? It doesn't mean that it's two separate mitzvos. It just means that it's not a necessary part of the mitzvah. Even if one doesn't have tcheles, one can be yotze. How many strings are tcheles? How many strings does one make tcheles if one has tcheles? That's a major machlokas we've shown him. 1, 2, or 4. We have 8 strings. They're really 4 strings doubled over. But 1, 2, or 4. The Rambam holds a half a string, meaning 1 string. The Rambam sheet is 1, Ravid sheet is 2, and Rashi and Tosfos both hold 4, meaning 2 whole strings, which are really 4. So depending on who you think the halacha is like, if you go to the tcheles factory and they say, you want your tcheles, who do you want to hold like? Depending who you think, the Ravid, the Rashi and Tosfos, all different day is exactly what the halacha is. 1, 2, or 4. Right, and that the Chinuch says, v'zei yamim rabim li Yisrael, lo shamanu misha zacha l'tcheles betaliso. For a long time, there's nobody been zacha l'tcheles. Okay, b'zman hazeh, there are many that are involved in the mitzvah of tcheles. Feel free to look at the all the research that is being done. What about women? The Chinuch quotes, as we know, tzitzis is, according to what we pass in a zman grama, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, and therefore women are pturos from this mitzvah. Can women wear tzitzis? So this is one of the mitzvahs, unusually, one of the few mitzvahs that are zman grama that women are encouraged not to do. Most other mitzvahs is wonderful. Shofar and lulav and other mitzvahs are seishas zman grama, sukkah. But tzitzis and tefillin, they are encouraged not to do for various reasons. One of them, tzitzis, is that over time it has become beged-ish. And that's where there's a Targum Yonasa Menuziel that says later on in the Torah that tzitzis and tefillin now have the status of beged ish, and therefore women should not put them on. Tefillin has also other reasons why women should not put on tefillin, but that is in terms of what they have to. Are women allowed to make tzitzis? Could women put tzitzis onto a beged? So the Chinuch quotes, Vishamati migdolim, shasiya ein akshir benashim. This is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simin Yudalid, Sif Aleph, based on Rabbi Dotam, that since women are not included in the mitzvah, they shouldn't create the tzitzis either. That's what the Rama quotes. V'yish machmirin lahasrich anoshim, sheyasu osan, v'tov lasos kein lechadchila. Right? To have men who are gedolim. Right? Not even ketanim. Fascinating question. What if a katan makes his own tzitzis? He's very excited about it. And then he becomes bar mitzvah. So when it was made, he was a katan, but he made it himself. So is there a lechadchila for him to switch his tzitzis to ones that were made by a gadol? But either way, that's an interesting discussion, but lechadchila, it should be not done by women, the Rama quotes. What about at night? Another issue, but Rav HaPoskim assumed that it can be done at night, even though there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night, but that's not as much of a hafka'ah, an exclusion, as women were, but that is an important issue. What about a non-Jew? Shulchan Aruch says, tzitzis sha'asan eino yehudi, pasul. Tichsiv, da'abrel b'nei Yisrael, afuki eino yehudi. right? Fugi the explanation of Yehudi, Mi'ikar Adin, a woman can, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, but the Ramah quoted the Yesh Machmirim in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, there's a lot here, skipping a little bit towards the end. Vida, second to last paragraph, Sha'avo Bishin Chiyav Mitzvah Min HaTorah, El K'sheshlo La'adam K'sus Arba, even though, technically, there's only a Mitzvah of Tzitzis when you are wearing a Begad of Four Corners, and therefore, if you don't have a Begad of Four Corners, you're putter from the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, but Chazal have warned in many areas, in many sources, that one should be very careful about this mitzvah. Many poskim assume that it has been accepted. It's kind of like tefilas arvis rishus. It has been accepted bisman hazeh as a chova, and therefore we wear tzitzis all the time during the day. The Gemara even says in Menachos, when there's a time of danger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to look at not just if we did what we needed to do, but we did what he would appreciate also, he checks out the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's why we want to make sure that we're safe in the eyes of Hashem, even going above and beyond. But it's above and beyond that has become normative behavior. If somebody doesn't wear tzitzis today, then one is, when it's such an easy thing to do, you just put on the tzitzis and you forget about it, so one has to be very careful, positively, about that mitzvah. But the mitzvah zu b'sacharim, b'chol makom v'chol zman, as we said, the mitzvah applies to men and not to women. If one does not wears a bag at the four corners and does not put on tzitzis, then he's mevatel the asay. If he doesn't wear the beged at all, then he's not mevatel the asay, but it is something that one should be very careful about doing. Again, there's a lot more. Tzitzis in or out. What about before one gets married? Why is that a minug? What does tzitzis have to do with marriage? Why by a talis the minug is only for married people to wear, except in some circles? The special kavana that tzitzis requires. Remember, the Bach in the beginning of Siman Tafrei Shchafei and Arachayim says tzitzis is one of the three Laman mitzvos, where the Torah says the reason to do it, tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah. So a special kavana is required by tzitzis before one puts one on. There's a nice hidden muchan and mezuman to say in the siddurim. Again, this is the mitzvah of tzitzis, one of the ones that are shakal keneged. Call a Torah kula, we should all be zochet to do the mitzvah of tzitzis kehil chasa. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll pick up with the last mitzvah in Parshas Shlach. V'lo sasurach v'levavchem v'yacharei einechem.